This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, baby. Back on Zoom, boys. Toting the 70 on the strip. I'm ready to die.
Yeah, we Zoom in. It's your morning drive time with Kyle Tart, Lamar Woods. It's going to be a fun one this weekend. No sunshine, just rain.
WZOOM 94.5, the Zoom. We back on Zoom. Back on Zoom, boys.
Yeah.
Listen, this is convenient in certain cases. We gonna be back in the studio the next time we record. So just... hold your horses.
I know. They should have never let us taste the Zoom.
Yeah.
I ain't never told about the studio.
We got jobs and we got busy stuff, and we happen to be in areas where it takes us a while to get to the studio sometime. And today I had things before this and I have things after. So in order for us to stay on time on schedule, which I was not today because I was in the bathroom, we got to be on Zoom. But not to fret, my pets, because we back, baby. We back.
And we hum dingering.
We back with another installment.
Yeah.
We hum dingering today.
Hey,
listen,
man.
It's going to be a lot of digital bells in this one.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, well, how you doing your bell? You're going to go, dude, my bell's different.
Go. Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop,
boop. I'm going to go... ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong. Ding, ding, dong.
Hey, you sitting over there. You need to get up out of your chair. Rock your body down.
That song was so tight.
Yeah. Book, 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 Wild West Side.
My grandma, at my grandma's house, that video used to play all the time. I don't know why it was always on at her house, but only at her house. I think because my cousin
keep
was always
keep the heads ringing.
Ring, ding, dong.
Yeah, that'll just be the digital bell. So, Rochelle, when you're adding in a digital bell, when we say this is a humdinger, just start playing that song. Ring, ding, dong. Keep the heads ringing by Dr. Dre. I was on the Friday soundtrack. Digital bells. Digital bells.
Digital bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Just that one part. And then just play that when we have a humdinger moment. Humdinger. Okay, Carl. At this time I saved a user spotted because I didn't want to make sure they all get in red because I feel like one person's just getting all their spotted red because there's always at the top, you know. Let me make sure. But while I'm doing that, you could talk about your weekend.
Oh man, I did see we had a couple salacious spotted in there, and let me tell y'all something. Yeah. Y'all got salacious. Wait, no, that's not the salacious spotted. The prompt that we gave you to give us some information.
The cheating prompt
on the cheating prompt.
That was
cheating in the next room. Y'all was getting it in. We got so y'all listen. Let me tell y'all something. Gossip royalty. Y'all was getting it in. Okay,
yeah, salacious.
And
it turns out salacious is in our royalty.
Yeah, was good. That was good. We enjoy reading those. Of course, we're gonna keep those between me and Lamar.
Yeah, keep on sending them though, because it's great information for our mental health and everything we need.
It helps our mental health.
Yeah.
And we're on a real mental health kick right now. And reading y'all being trifling out here helps our mental health. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. And we appreciate the compliment. We got a couple compliments in there. That was very nice. That felt very good.
Yeah.
That was dope.
I gotta be real.
Somebody called us 6'3" and beautiful eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Like if we were a dating app combined, we'd be 6'3" and beautiful. Mr. 6'3" and beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes. Now that's our radio name on WZOOM. What's going on, y'all? I'm 6'3".
I'm Beautiful Eyes. And
and welcome back to 94.5 The Zoom.
This week we're talking about cheating. Who's cheating on their spouses? And I'll tell you what, man. People be cheating.
People be out here cheating. People be out here cheating.
People be cheating. It's crazy.
It was great. It was great to see.
And it makes me feel good because it's like everybody makes mistakes, you know? Everyone falls off the path. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
And gossip, when you're with Gossip Kings, you're always forgiven. We judge nobody here at this hot podcast. I got it. You ready? Here's a user spotted. This one is a couple LA spotted from this longtime listener, New Yorker. I was in town for work and took some time to shop around. Suddenly spotted the Headgum Studios. They have a New York one. That's where we were. That's why we were on Zoom last week. And then later that night, Milo Ventimiglia. I don't know how to say his last name, but Milo Ventimiglia was at dinner table next to me, and none of my friends knew who he was. He also used the sole use restroom right after me, which was so embarrassing. But great story detail.
You was up in there shitting. Yeah, I
know. Oh, that's funny. So you took the big shit and got out, and then Milo's sexy ass walks in there.
Who is that guy?
He's Rochelle, the guy from This Is Us, the dad.
Yeah, he also plays Jesse in Gilmore Girls. He's like Rory's hottest love interest.
Milo Ventimiglia. Oh yeah, he is a good looking guy.
How do you say his name? Do you know Rochelle? How do you say his last name?
Milo Ventimiglia. I think the G silent.
Ventimiglia.
Yeah. This Is Us. I wonder if he took a shit too. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like, thank God.
What if he walked out and was like, damn, girl, you blew it up? What if he walked back to your table and he sat down? Yeah. You blew it up. Yeah, like,
it was gross. I couldn't even use it. I had to leave and go across the street.
I had to go across the street to the gas station because that was better. No, we're not roasting you. Everybody poops. It's a book.
Everybody cheats and everybody poops. Have you read that book? That children's book? Everybody cheats.
Everybody cheats and everybody poops.
Actually, that's kind of a tight idea. We should write that.
You know, there's a lot of relationships were broken up over cheating, and it ruined some families. Divorce, mm-hmm. And you know who struggles the most? The children.
Yeah, the children are always caught in the middle.
The children are caught in the middle, mm-hmm. And it's a dad world.
Is that what the name of the episode is? I keep forgetting to look at the titles. Dad. I know, it's a lot of dad
energy. It's a dad world.
Daddy.
It's a dad episode. It's a daddy issues episode. They should have called it daddy issues.
Yeah. Dad.
Gossip Girl keep going, who's your daddy? Daddy. She keeps saying that shit.
I know. She's like having an orgasm back there. She's like, oh my God, daddy. Who is Serena going to meet her daddy?
There was a couple times when she popped up this episode. She only popped up a couple times this episode, and they were both like hilarious.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Shut up. Yeah. I think like the ADR was off a little bit on a couple of her pop-ins because it was like, why are you talking now?
At all
times.
This episode was a little like tonally off a little bit. Like it was like something was weird about it. Like the music was off. It seemed like they had a different director. Guillermo del Toro directed this one.
Who directed this one? Rochelle, can you let us know who directed this episode?
Stanley Kramer. No, sorry. Stanley Kramer? That was the director of Mad World.
is that the movie what's that movie about?
It's an old movie. Ooh. You remember that movie Rat Race?
Yeah, that's it was basically
like the original Rat Race.
That's amazing.
That's a funny ass movie. I enjoy Rat Race.
They were playing that shit at the bar that one time. I remember you told me that. You were like,
they was playing Rat Race in there?
Yeah, you were with me. You were like, hey, Lamar, you see that movie right there? Now, that's how you make... That's filmmaking.
That's Rat Race.
Meanwhile, I was like, I'm going to see The Whale tomorrow.
you was about to say, Rochelle, you like Rat Race too?
Oh, I love Rat Race. But the director of this episode is Guillermo del Toro.
Get out of here.
Is it for real?
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay. I can't tell if you're joking because your screen is off. Yeah, it was just like the way the music was like playing. It was just like crazy. Like the energy of the episode was crazy. I did like it though. But yeah, let's get into it. Are we forgetting anything? Anything else we got to catch up on?
Oh, one more fun fact about Jeremiah S. Chechik, the director. He was nominated for a Razzie, a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Director in 1998.
What's the Raspberry Award? Not in a privilege.
The Razzies. You never heard of that?
Nah.
You don't want to be watching the movie. I don't even watch movies.
Man, don't be razzing me about not knowing the Raspberry.
You got to get razzed for this one.
I'm at
the Razzies is like the Worst Movie Awards.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. You never heard of that? I was trying to see if I can get a little salacious spotted in here because they did send a couple salacious joints.
That they said we could say?
Yeah. I can't find it. Oh. All right. I'll look for it later.
We got another episode coming up.
Yeah.
Everybody will get red.
Yeah.
Listen.
Everyone gets red in this podcast.
Everyone gets red. Nate and Serena are getting it in, but Dan and Vanessa are struggling.
Yeah.
They can't get over this tish shit.
I know. What is struggling. Happening? That's why you can't date nobody who does comedy. Now, wait, it's like you can't date another artist. You're in competition. It's too real. It's too real. Too much ego involved. It's crazy.
Too much ego involved. Too much ego. The ego is there, and they struggling it out. They're struggling. And Chuck got all types of girls coming in and out.
I know.
The cocaine popping. He back to season one, Chuck.
Yeah, he's regressed completely. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But he looked depressed as fuck. Like, what did he say when the girl came back? We'll get to that. He had to call the underwear something. That shit made me laugh.
I forgot. You got to remind me. I missed it.
She left her. It was like the way he described her underwear. I forgot. It was like, she left her like. Edibles or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. I'll figure it out.
This Vanessa and Dan shit. So as we all know, Vanessa got into Tish.
Mm-hmm.
Dan did not. And now they're trying to navigate like what are we gonna talk about? Okay, we're not gonna talk about that. We're not gonna say this. We're not gonna talk about internships. Right. We're not gonna talk about this. We're not gonna talk about that. That's how we keep together. But it's like, man, grow a pair. Like grow up.
Yeah.
You didn't get in, my dude.
Yeah, he's like being way too salty about it. Like the fact that you can't even I can't even look at the brochure. It's like,
yeah,
also
shut up.
Go somewhere else. And also, I don't know if anyone ever this is coming from two screenwriters, Hollywood screenwriters. You don't need to go to film school to be a screenwriter.
I know, you don't need to do it.
He's making a huge
I studied
mistake.
Electrical engineering in college.
Yeah.
And now look at me.
I studied
I'm not working in that field.
I studied woodworking. And now I don't do anything with wood. I just write shows about people who do woodworking or something.
Look, Dan is being ridiculous. But what else is new in this damn season?
You know what I'm ready for? I kind of ready for Dan and Serena to get back together. I don't know why.
Oh,
I just feel like Dan is so whack. Like with Vanessa, I feel like Dan is holding Vanessa back. Like Vanessa needs to go fly her wings. I think this whole show is holding Vanessa back. I feel like she needs to get through her spinoff. Vanessa's room.
Vanessa's room. Living in a world, bald-headed in the books.
I was bald-headed in the books, but now I got hip. Vanessa's room.
Was it Vanessa's room or Vanessa's world?
I don't know. I like Vanessa's world better, though. Okay, Vanessa's world. Vanessa's room is the spinoff of Vanessa's world, where it's just her in a room by herself. She's like,
I was bald-headed in the books. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. at the Vanderroofs,
yeah.
the family is being awkward.
The Vanderroofs.
Serena and Jenny beefing.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. She's like, excuse me.
Yeah, they beefing over the waffles. Man, beautiful spread, by the way. Beautiful breakfast spread.
Hell yeah. Waffle spread is crazy.
You know, I woke
up. Shout out to people who did props on this show, did food design on this show, because that food always be looking good.
Yeah, they be hooking. Like, that takes a lot of skill to make that shit. Because, you know, shit be sitting around when you on set, and you have to kind of wait. But if the way they got it, it's like they had that shit ready to go right when it's time to start shooting.
Shit was hot. Hot to trot.
I mean, I was hungover too watching that. Like when I woke up, I was just like, oh my God, that shit looked good as fuck.
What did you end up eating today?
I had a burrito later. So I went to get a little burrito at the stand by my house. That shit was good. Oh, nice. And it put my ass to sleep. Just woke up.
So deep, put your ass to sleep.
Yeah.
So Serena invited Pops.
Yeah.
And he's feeling all on Lily's neck. Being like, let me feel.
What kind of doctor is this? There's some cancer in this neck.
Yeah. Well, you got some cancer in this neck. Let me feel this shit.
That cancer feels right. Let me get right there.
I'm trying to move around.
Big Roof Dog is heated. He was like, yo, what is this man doing here? Get out of my house.
He keep walking in and Serena being a bitch about it. And like, she's like, man, I don't care about what Roof talking about.
Like, fuck Roof. This is our house.
This is my dad. I don't care what Roof talking about. And Roof, like, but then he always walking in the most inopportune times.
He
put a cancer in his neck, man. Yeah. Some cancer up in his neck. Damn, girl. You suck it out of your mouth.
Does anybody want me to check their neck? Roof, you got a little lump right there. Let me check your little lumps. You want me to check your balls real quick? Because I know I just stomped on him by walking in this house.
This shit made me so mad. This shit right here.
Which, yeah, I know exactly what you're about to talk about. I know exactly what
you're about to say. She said, oh, it's when he showed up. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you can just sit right here between me and Rufus. Rufus, scoot over.
Yeah. I was like, Serena,
no. What the fuck?
I would, and you're going to eat my food that I made, that I spent all morning.
That shit
I had to
get up crazy.
At 5 in the morning making this shit.
I'm not the jealous type. I don't get jealous. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
But this is wild, bro. Like, right. I'm on Roof's side with this. I'm like, bro, this is you being disrespectful. I understand it's the Vander Woodson house, but now it's the Vander Roofs.
Yeah. Like, this the Vander Roof, and you under his roof. You know, yeah. I think I absolutely agree. Like, he's overstepping like a motherfucker. And like, and they kind of gaslighting Rufus because they're trying to make him look crazy. But he's like, nah, man, this is wild. Even before, you know, we'll get to the end, but. Yeah. Even before that, it's like, what are you doing here?
There has to be another reason for Lily. Like, I feel like Lily got something up her sleeve. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
I can't call it right now, but I feel like she got something up her sleeve. I feel like she not being all the way live with us.
Really think so? I think Lily's, well, we'll get to it because I got some theories. Yeah. But I think Lily's from what I see so far, Lily's just like what's it called when you're just flying and no one's behind the wheel? like they're driving but nobody's behind the wheel. Like, I feel like she's just like everything's
she's a space
happy.
Cadet.
Yeah, yeah. Lily's a space cadet right now. She's just like, I don't know what's going on. I have cancer. Yeah. I don't know what kind. I don't know where it is. It's in my neck and my throat. I don't know what's going on. I just know I got two good looking men trying to get at me right now.
So Blair calls Nate, try to get a ticket to the lacrosse game. Mm-hmm. And just then she runs into the new minions, our girl Melissa. And
oh, yeah, Melissa
girl.
Back at it.
Yeah. And she tells them she's transferring to Columbia.
Yeah.
So they're like excited about it.
Yeah, they so love like, her. It's yeah. crazy. It's like, how famous do you got to be famous in high school like that? Like, they didn't even go to school with her.
And she don't do nothing. Like, was she in, because she wasn't in like the magazines and shit like Serena was.
Not really.
How did everybody know her?
I guess that maybe from her mom, like being the Waldorf and all the fashion shows and shit. Maybe. And the
that's
got
to be what it is.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
So Serena and Jenny sitting with Pops, and they going at each other. And Serena's like, she's like, oh, I never got an award. He was talking about some award that he got. Keep in mind, this is like a 50-something-year-old, a 40-something-year-old doctor. And Serena's like, oh, you know what? I've never gotten an award.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're 19.
You don't got to keep up with this, man. Also, you see the way his face looked? Like, when Serena was like, oh, yeah, I won an award. And then he just was like, he had this look on his face like, I don't care about this person. like it's like, he don't want to be there. Like, it's so funny. He's like, nah, he really is just playing. He's got to be playing these people. But then also I was low-key like, Jenny, get out of here. Like, what?
Jenny was. She was doing some shit. and she was like, for real?
Yeah.
That ain't what I heard the war was for.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I ain't never heard that story. And then she was like, Serena's like, well, I got an announcement for everybody. I'm moving back in.
Yeah.
And I'm taking my old room back. Yeah. So we'll find somewhere for you, Jenny. We'll find somewhere. Then all of a sudden, Pop say he moving into the building.
Yeah, he's like, I got a spot downstairs. I'm under the roof. This is the roof, new Vander Woof. What if he was like, roof?
Yeah, Roof is just like, ah, like steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah, yeah. Like his eyeballs, well, it's like a atom bomb exploding in his eyes. And then, but Roof Dog was like, me and you, Roof, we could go work out in the gym, in the downstairs gym together. Oh my God, if I was Roof, I would have smacked him right there.
He's like, what do you say, Rufus? Me, you, Vanya?
Yeah.
We're all down in the gym getting it in.
Yeah, the whole gang. We could be like a little club.
We could spot each other. I would not trust him in no damn gym. Rufus is gonna be like, Roof, why don't you hit this 225 real quick? And Rufus is gonna be like, well, I don't know if I can hit that 225. And he's gonna be like, nah, I got your spot.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, he's just gonna drop that shit on him.
Yeah, Rufus, and he's choking, and he's like, I'm about to take your bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, no, get this shit off of me.
Now Rufus' throat all messed up.
Then Vanya tried to help, but he can't lift it up. He's not strong enough.
Yeah. Like, oh. You're supposed to be rushing, Vanya. Get this shit off my neck.
I don't want to be involved. I just had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. So what happened now? Where we at?
What happened now is that we're gonna take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Lamar, we both live alone.
Yeah.
What's one thing you hate about living alone?
Honestly, it's just the fact that I ain't got no food in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. One thing, you know, living alone, you're a single guy or whatever, I'm always going out all the time to eat, but I can't be eating out all the time. I want to just like have something healthier like that actually works for my body and shit.
Yeah.
But then the problem is my mom ain't there to go to the grocery store for me.
I like going to the grocery store, but when I go to the grocery store, I shop for all the things that my mom wouldn't let me have as a kid. So I just buy a bunch of fruit snacks. Sometimes we got to grow up, and we got to do something different.
Yeah.
And that's where HelloFresh comes into this.
That's right. Like, let me tell you about HelloFresh for real. Like, kickstart a fresh fall routine with HelloFresh, because it handles all your meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part for you, and you can take the credit.
See, sometimes a busy schedule doesn't always leave you with time to spare. And with HelloFresh, you don't need to spend all evening in the kitchen to try and whip up a wholesome meal. With their quick and easy recipes and 15-minute meals, you can get a tasty dinner on the table in less time it takes you to get takeout or delivery.
That's right.
Okay? You ain't got to go off on none of that. Especially you got a little date at the house, and you whip up some of that mushroom steak. She's going to be like, you made this?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, girl. I had to hide the HelloFresh box. Yeah. And they were like, she was like, ooh. Because that shit, I'm telling you, it comes quick, too. Okay, I'm just so you know, like how it did for me. It came to my house, and it was so out. Because I was like, is this shit going to be fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit was HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
I opened this shit up. It was like, dry ice in there. Everything was cooled, ready to go. I had popped it up, opened it, and had the instructions and everything. It couldn't have been easier.
You see? Really. And for those of you who don't know how to cook, especially the people that can't even follow recipes, which is insane to me. All you got to do is read and pay attention. Get off your phone. Get off the TikTok and just cook your food. And you want to cook some food for a special person or by yourself, just go to HelloFresh.com/50XOXO and use the code 50XOXO for 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months. Do you understand what I said? That's HelloFresh.com/50XOXO and use the code 50XOXO for 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So Dan calls Rufus and he spills the beans about Vanessa going to Haiti for 3 months.
Yeah.
So Rufus knew.
Yeah, and Rufus Dan is didn't sitting on gems. Like, Rufus is too distracted right now. He needs to be there for Dan.
This is a good. I felt like he was in this moment though. He was like,
yeah.
Like we both having because Dan was kind of calling him over his girl trouble. Like, how you holding
that? That's right.
I know
homeboy
up in there tripping. So what you got for me?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, your girl's going to Haiti for 3 months. So you might want to get on that, big dog.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, like, I don't know what kind of deal y'all got, but you need to check your girl. Yeah, because he was like, look, he's like, we can't both be out here brokenhearted in these streets. I feel you on that one. Even though I was kind of like
that waffle.
Yeah, did you have trouble hearing him when he said that? I had to rewind it back because he was like, because you know she's going to Haiti for 3 months.
Yeah, I did. I had to rewind it as well. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I thought he first said she's going to hate you for 3 months.
That's what I thought,
And I was
too.
Like, she's going to Haiti for 3 months. And I was like, oh, snap. That's a crazy humdinger right there. That's a bit of a humdinger.
Yeah.
But not a bell-worthy humdinger, but like a bit of a humdinger.
Yeah.
And Ruth helped his boy out. He was like, you know what?
What if he was like, me and Vanessa aren't talking right now, or we're not talking about certain things. And then Ruth was like, did she tell you that she was bald-headed in the book? Because you need to ask her about that.
You need to ask her about that. That's what you need to be talking to her about. So Pops tries to talk to Eric, and Eric ain't having that shit.
Yeah.
Eric
is like,
bro, you ain't nobody to me.
We called that shit. Remember last episode? We're like, yo, I don't
Eric
think
gets
yeah,
it.
Eric's not fucking with him. He's like, fuck
Eric
it,
gets
fuck
it.
Billy
he understands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He not fucking with Pops.
Yeah.
And this shit is great. Cause I think he knows that he got some up his sleeve. I feel like Eric is smart enough. Somewhere that somewhere that Serena is not smart enough. Like Eric is smart.
Like Serena's blinded by the father. Like she wants a dad so bad she's not thinking about why is this man not been around this long. You know what I mean? And when you realize it's not even like he was broke either, like he was like he's like doing well, like a doctor. He could have definitely pulled up on him.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm like,
he'd been away this whole time. Like, why would you even want him in your life?
Yeah.
Like, why? I kind of get Eric where Eric comes from. Like, man, I don't know this dude.
I know.
Like,
yeah, this dude's a straight up stranger. And then, he went in on him. Is this the scene where he went on him, talking about a suicide attempt and stuff?
Yeah. He went hard on him. So he was getting his act on. Shout out to Eric in this. He does not get a Razzie for
this. Let's give Eric one of the a digital bell. I like when Eric was like, yo, you know, I could have used a father when I had a suicide attempt. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then homie, Billy Baldwin was like, what?
Wow, I ain't know. Let me feel your neck.
Let me feel your neck. See if there's cancer in there.
Yeah.
Check your neck real quick.
So Serena and Jenny going at it in the room because Serena just throwing all her shit on the ground. That shit is crazy.
No, they're like
Serena's
two sisters.
Throwing all her clothes. Yeah.
She was not.
And so Ruth takes Jenny's side, of course. That's his daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Serena says some wild shit though. She's like, how many problems does Jenny have to cause for you to realize that she's the problem?
Yeah, she wasn't lying. Serena was right on that one. I was like,
If I had if I had wrote this scene, I would have had Ruth go, you don't think I know that? You don't think I know that?
You don't think I can't stand Jenny? You don't think I want to just take her to the Brooklyn Bridge and throw her ass off? I can't.
I'm stressed.
I got this Baldwin ass looking motherfucker. What if he said that? What if he's like, man, get this Baldwin looking motherfucker out of here?
Yeah. We're like one of the Baldwin boys. Man, shut your ass up, homeboy. So Vanessa doesn't know if she want to be friends with Dan.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a rough one. But it's just like, that's why you can't, it's hard to date your friend. Like, they should have never dated, honestly.
They should have never dated.
That was always the thing. This was always going to happen, you know.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I'm telling this to the listener right now. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about dating your friend, don't. And if you do, you got to marry him.
Yeah.
You got to marry your friend if you date your friend. Ladies, I know we got a lot of ladies listening to the show. Ladies, if your best friend, you think about letting him smash, you think about dating him, it's going to ruin your relationship, but you got to marry him. Fellas, smash your best friend. I'm just playing. Do it. Who cares about relationships?
This is what we're about to do. Since I'm realizing, like, me and Carl, as we've been talking about this show, we're like great relationship experts. You know what we should do?
Yeah.
So I know you girls are like, I know y'all sending us your confessionals. You also send us, like, if you're not embarrassed, you want to send us a relationship question that you have that to deal with your relationship. Me and Carl, the Love X, are going to answer it for you on air. We'll give you our advice from all the experience we've had.
As two single men in our 30s.
who haven't been in a relationship longer than a year.
Yeah. I had a year and 8 months one time in my life.
I had an error year and 6 months. That was good. Yeah, extra 6 months. Put that on.
Yeah, hit us up with your relationship advice. We'll tell you. Yeah. We're going to turn this into a relationship podcast when we wrap up with this. And then
I think that's a good idea, actually.
Nah, man, that's going to kill us. Going viral every week. Like, yeah. everybody be shitting on men with podcasts. And rightfully so. Like, some of the shit that be popping up in my TikTok algorithm, I'd be like, what the fuck are you niggas talking about? Like, y'all ain't talking about shit.
They just talking out of their ass. Like, yeah. It's like you have no interest in helping these people.
Not at all.
All right, yeah. It's so stupid sometimes.
But
we'll help our fans because you guys are our fans.
Yeah. We're all in the same boat here. We're all in this together, like High School Musical.
Yeah.
So
and we all like Gossip Girl, which means we have certain expectations when it comes to a relationship because of the show we watch.
Yes. Yeah. So when where we at? Rufus talks to Lily about Pops moving in, but he has an issue. Like, he's like, really, I don't want this dude moving in here. And Lily's like, well, he has to move in. This is his family. Blah blah. He's like, I'm gonna see about that.
Yeah.
So he calls Roof Bay, Holland.
Oh, I missed this. So that's how he got him out.
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering how he did that. Okay.
Yeah. Holland's on the board.
Yeah.
Holland's on the board.
Ruth Bay. Oh, she's back.
Woo. Yeah, she's back in the picture.
Ruth Bay.
So Blair walking with the new minions, and like they like trying to get her to like go in on Jenny and be, you know, be her old self, and she's like, man, I'm like, you can kind of see some growth in her. And she's
she's a new person. You know, we don't do that shit no more. You know,
I don't do that shit. I'm in college. Like, I've gotten over that Gossip Girl type shit.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, for real? What are you, chicken? And then, like, she does it. Mm-hmm. And now Jenny is on the Gossip Girl selling drugs.
Yes. So. That was hilarious. And also, it was funny how, I guess it's a small world, how the girl was like, my ex-boyfriend or whoever it was basically like bought Adderall from her or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she was like, stop judging me. He had a term paper. I was like, what? That was such a weird like moment. But I gotta be honest, that moment felt a little forced to me. I'm like, these people don't know Jenny.
I know.
I was like, why do they give a fuck about Jenny? Like, at that moment, I think they were just trying to find some reason to get Blair to kind of like retreat to her old self, but I wasn't buying it. But it's
how does everybody know? How does everybody know?
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's such a big city, New York City. So Serena and Jenny going in about lying to each other's dads. And they basically be like, you lie to your dad all the time. How can you lie to your dad?
I know.
Yeah, but my dad, no, I ain't shit. Your daddy just not coming back in the picture and you lying to him. You need to be honest with him.
Right.
They're the same person. Both of them just no accountability, no like.
Yeah, literally like, it's like a nothing. Mirror talking to each other. It's like, dad world. But I think like, I mean, they literally have no leg to stand on either. What if, like, as they were arguing, their legs just disappeared? It's like, we don't have legs to stand on. It's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That shit is crazy.
So Blair goes to see Chuck, and she calls him out for avoiding seeing Lily. He don't want to see Lily, though. He heard about the cancer thing. He's like, man, I'm not trying. That's like another mom for me. Like, I don't want to see her getting sick and all this type of shit.
Right.
Like, and he going through all his shit.
Yeah.
And then Homegirl sent the Gossip Girl blast about Blair.
That she was not really in Columbia, right? Or did you miss? We skipped.
Oh wait, I skipped a couple things.
She was Nate called her out earlier, Blair out, and I guess Homegirl was listening, eavesdropping.
Yeah, that's where it was. So that's what it was. So Blair was walking on the Upper West Side, pretending like she lived over there, and she's like so happy and smiling, like we should do this, we should do that. And the other minions see her standing right there,
right?
And she plotting on some shit because she like, man, Blair's bullshitting over here. She hears Nate being like, you gotta stop over here faking.
Yeah,
I'm like,
man,
keep your voice down, my man.
I know. You put me on blast in front of all the Colombians, even though it is stupid as hell that Blair is just like, I'm just gonna walk around here. You got all this time on your hands. Stupid.
Keep your damn voice down.
But even though she was far away, I'm like, how the fuck did she hear that shit from where she was staying at?
She got a text while she was out there being like, oh, apartment. You want this apartment over here in the Upper West Side? So she trying to move over there.
Yeah.
So Blair goes see Chuck. She calls him out for avoiding seeing Lily. Mm-hmm. Homegirl sent the Gossip Girl blast, blowing up the spot that Blair don't really go to Columbia. She lying. And then all of a sudden, she takes the apartment.
Yeah.
So
she's got to give it
turns
up.
Turns out, Serena walked by Rufus and he got the suit on. He's like, hey, we should be heading out. And she's like, oh, I don't know where you going, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're my damn daddy. Ruth really did block pops from moving into the building. That shit is crazy.
That is wild.
That's unlike Roof.
That's unlike him. But like this, he's desperate times calls for desperate measures.
Desperate times. Let's give a
digital bell right here for my man.
Digital
Roof.
Bell. Yeah. You know,
sometimes when you in the jungle, you gotta be a lion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was being a lion. He's definitely being a lion. A lion, a cheater, deceiver, heartbreaker. And so Serena being shitty, she's like, maybe you should stay your ass at home.
Yeah.
And then Lily walk out. And Lily like, yeah, Rufus, stay your ass at home.
Yeah, yeah. What you? I was so mad. I felt so bad for Rufus. I was like, oh man, it's happening. They cutting my man out. They cutting him out.
They getting that. There it is. They both staring at him like, yeah. Man, apple don't fall far from the tree at all. Both of them is trash.
Yeah.
And so
she's like, let me check your neck.
Yeah, let me check your. I mean, I'm finna go. You know what, Rufus? You stay at home. I'm finna go to the gala and get my neck checked.
Yeah.
And you know what that means.
And then, I love that Eric was just like, he's just home the whole time. He's like, yeah. I don't want to see this man get honored. Fuck that. Even though if I was Roof, I probably wouldn't have gone to that anyway.
Like, I don't know why he was going to go.
Yeah, that's silly.
He's like, man, I got to take this tuxedo back to the rental spot.
I know. This tuxedo cost me $300. Yeah.
So at the gala, the Minions is there. They put Blair on blast. Like, you don't even go. This is for students. We all got emails. You ain't got an email?
you ain't got no, what is it called? Blair Waldorf at Columbia? You ain't got one of them? She's like, nah, this is NYU.
NYU. Yeah, this is a real sweet moment between Chuck and Lily.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, man, like, y'all really?
Yeah.
Like, y'all, like, we close. Like, we are.
Like, that's like kind of like a mom figure to him.
Yeah,
I was like. Yeah. That definitely was like my favorite scene in the whole episode, even though it felt like it kind of just felt like the story just stopped for this one moment.
Yeah.
But I was like, I kind of got a little teary eyed because I was like, damn, he ain't really got no mom. Like this is like, and she really did. She didn't have to do that for him, but she did.
No.
was cool. Yeah.
And he also was like, so you got cancer, huh?
I know.
Started playing the scene. He's like,
I know. He's like, you look great, huh? Look a little too good.
You look a little too good. Let me feel your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me feel your neck.
Let me feel your neck real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Let me feel the nape of your neck.
Because I feel like it's funny because it's like, damn, you know, Lily, you got cancer, but it don't seem like it's affecting you at all.
Yeah.
Just walking it around, like I feel like Greg can do a jumping jacks in this motherfucker.
Exactly.
I like when Chuck be like real intuitive like that. Like he always, because he's such a bad dude, he always can sniff out a plot. Like he's like, something ain't right. I don't like this.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
So Dan convinces Jenny to go talk to Roof before the Gossip Girl blast gets back to him. Because he's like, you need to go tell Dad that you've been out here serving.
Slinging the yay. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, pulling keys across state going down to south on the 85 north.
I refuse to get a 9-to-5. I'd rather sell my keys. You got to tell Roof before you get found out. So she said, well, let me go find a dress, go to the gala. So Serena tell her daddy the truth. She says she love Roof, but he ain't her daddy.
Yeah.
He ain't her damn daddy.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Where was Nate at? Nate wasn't there, right?
Nate was there. He was there?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was there.
Did the part where he told, where he got on stage, where Billy Baldwin made his confession?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there yet. We're about to be. We're about to get into it. Get the digital bells ringing. Keep the heads ringing.
Ding, ding, dong.
So Blair is at the bar. She's trying to get a drink, but Gossip Girl's at the bar. He not giving her a drink.
Yeah. I'll be right with you. And she was like, do you see me here? He's like, we all see you. That's how bartenders be like, I see you.
Yeah.
All right.
I got other people to serve. Yeah. And so she starts talking to a guy who turns out to be the admissions guy at Columbia. And he's like, I'm not supposed to do this, but welcome to Columbia. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I was reading your application today.
Yeah, that shit was insane. I was like, because at first I was like, I thought it was going to be like a love interest kind of thing.
But then
I was like, oh, no, he's like, it's just her dreams come true. I feel like this makes my head explode when I see shit like this. But I really feel like I think the reason I watch shows like this, because like, I think this is what it's like to be white. I really do. I feel like that's what they're like.
I'm not supposed to tell you this, but welcome to.
You know,
that shit was crazy.
That problem you're having, I have the solution right here.
Yeah.
And then, that being said, the twist, though, keep the heads ringing, we're not there yet.
We're not there quite
yet. We'll talk about it. But I like how they twisted that, how they made it like the other thing.
So here we are. Ruth making a sandwich. Eric comes in.
Yeah.
And convinces him to go to the gala. Like, you got to go get my mom.
Go fight for your girl.
Ain't nothing. Yeah. Then Elliot shows up. They about to get it in. Rufus, go to the gala.
Yeah, go to the gala. Over here. Get your ass out of here. Yeah. And then
I'm about to get it in.
I guess he was like, I don't know how Billy Baldwin was able to get in touch with him, but yeah. So Billy Baldwin called Elliot. Was like, you should go see Eric tonight. Also, they never really explained like. If I was Elliot, I'd be like, who are you?
Also, the way he walked in, it was like something wrong. I'm like, why are you walking in? Like, it's like, Elliot, what are you doing here? How did you get in my house?
He's like,
is there no door?
He's like, your dad called me and told we should smash tonight. So I just, but I don't understand, like, what happened to the girlfriend? Did he break up with her? Or is he still like,
I think I think he broke up with her after the wedding.
Okay. That's crazy.
So Ruth shows up. Mm-hmm. And Ruth Bay standing right there like, Rufus, I didn't know I was. I know. Excuse me, I'm going to push you out the way.
It was like, run out of here.
And then Pop sees this. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, oh, hell no. My roof is up in here. Oh, and they see each other kissing. Like, they kissing. Like, he's like, I love you. I
canoodler.
Love you. You know, yeah.
Because he fought for his girl. I was so happy. I was like, yeah. All right, yeah, Rufus, don't give up like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to fight for Lily because she needs you. But I also... But I was like torn at that moment because I was like, Ruth Bay. I feel like, man, I'll tell you what, when somebody comes at you, when you try to go into a party and somebody comes running towards you and you move them out the way, don't ever do that because they're going to get you later.
Say hello.
Yeah, you got to stop. Stop and say hi. See what's going on with that person. Then go after your love of your life.
Relationship advice number one. Trust me, I've been through it. If it even seems like you blow off somebody you smashed, they don't come for that ass.
Like with the big, it's like, what is, like that, yeah, you, I don't know what they call it, where you like move them over by the shoulders, you're like,
yeah. Like, oh, get out the way. He puts it to a bunch of glass. Yeah. It's like a person walking by with a champagne towel.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, he pushed her out. And she crashed into the, she's like, Rufus, if it's the last
thing I do. Oh, man.
Chuck sees Lily in this moment. He's like, And he looking at Ruth. He looking at Pops.
Yeah.
And he looking at Lily. He's like, man. And then Jenny's like, man, Lily look good tonight. And he goes, yeah, she's the picture of health.
Yeah.
He know Pops up to some shit.
Yeah.
He know it. Pops get up to do his speech and confesses his love for Lily. And Ruth, let me tell you something. Yeah. Ruth's head could have exploded in that moment. Yeah. He was so mad.
It looked like, it was like going to just, like his eyeballs were going to go pop right out of his sockets. Yeah. And like, I couldn't believe he did that. Like, man, that dude has got no shame, this cat.
No shame.
What's
no
his name? Shame. I keep calling him William. Is it William? It is William.
Yeah, it's William. William.
Okay, yeah. I'm not fucking with this man. And also, like, if it wasn't for him, this is all his fault, the reason Serena's so trash.
yeah.
That's the trash.
So both of our parents. Yeah. That's the reason. So... Ruth is mad as hell. Ruth is like, man, you get another doctor. I don't give a fuck. You get another doctor tomorrow. Yeah. And she's like, man, I ain't getting no other doctor. That's my man. That's my man right there. And that's my man right
that's
there.
That's my man. You
I
know
ain't
what I'm saying?
No other doctor.
You see the way he feel my neck? Man, no doctor can feel my neck like that.
No doctor feel my neck like that. You saw how he was feeling all
over
my neck.
I have cancer.
He haven't touched my neck like that since we've been married.
He's like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I know I have cancer because this man told me that.
And this was my shit.
Yeah.
This was my shit. This is an apple don't fall from the tree moment. This is Vander Wilson woman.
Yeah.
Like, because she goes, I know you don't trust him, but you trust me, right? And Rufus was like, bitch. You don't touch him. You've been lying to me for like the past year.
You can literally take that statement and put it in Serena's mouth. Like, it felt like that was something exactly Serena would say. I was like, oh my God. Because he has no reason. They didn't listen to him. He was the one saying that this was his whole game the whole time.
But, no reason to trust. No reason to trust. And of course, Lily goes, Rufus, look, I don't want to fight no more.
Don't want to fight no more. I want to fight no more. I need you to go back, Brooklyn. Take your ass to Brooklyn.
He's not having that shit.
Oh, my God.
She not.
I love how she just goes, kicks him out the booklet or whatever she mad.
He was like, "We're getting your stuff. We're leaving right now."
Yeah, goes, yeah.
She's like, "I ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna stay right here, get my neck felt up.
Yeah.
You go home, and you need to go home to Brooklyn. I need some alone time tonight. You need to go home to Brooklyn."
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, man, how you gonna kick your husband out?
Yeah.
Like, go sleep in your other apartment. Like,
that shit is crazy.
You gonna have me sleep on the couch? Like, man, this shit was. I'm like, man. And so, as Roof is walking out, mm-hmm. he catches Jenny getting chewed out by a girl. She's like, "That drugs you supposed to tell me gave me a yeast infection."
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all, but it made me laugh like a motherfucker. Like, I didn't really know why that was happening, but I was like, "This is funny." And she's like, "What? What do you want from me?"
Like, oh, and Jenny's like, and Jenny goes, "Dad." He goes, "Don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to me.
I hate you.
I feel like get your ass in the car. Yeah. We going home to Brooklyn.
We going to Brooklyn. How do you shut your fucking mouth?" I was like, "Oh man,"
he was so mad at her.
That's the worst he was like, timing.
I'm so mad. I can't even be mad at you.
I know.
So they at the house. And Jenny is Googling cancer for some reason. This shit,
yeah, yeah. That shit was Google so stupid. Cancer. Yeah. That killed me.
Cancer
and then
quick.
She went down, she like, went three articles down and was like, "Oh my God.
Wait a second. Cancer." I was like, "You know how many cancers there are? There's literally cancer in every organ in our body." Like, cancer.
I thought that was hilarious.
Just Google cancer.
The way that was done, like, it almost felt like they were trying to make us laugh by doing that.
I know.
That was crazy.
She Googled, "How do cancer?"
Yeah. How does one cancer?
Yeah. So Holland Roof Bay comes up to Serena and is like, "Hey, you mad at Rufus? Let me make you even madder at him."
Okay, so what was this? Is this a Belle moment? Does that mean he really did sleep with her?
This is a Belle moment. But here's the deal, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lily already knows. Because remember?
Right.
The sweater.
Right. But
the scarf.
But remember that there was an episode after that where didn't he tell her he spent the night or he went there but couldn't go through with it? Remember he said that?
Oh, maybe so.
So now, so I think she thinks that he knows that he went over to her house, but not, they didn't have sex. So I'm like, what is Roof Bay telling her?
Yeah, what is Roof Bay saying? Yeah. Is she lying? Is she lying on Rufus's meat?
I don't know.
Because it's interesting.
I can't imagine Roof would cheat on her.
No.
But so like maybe she's mad. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But Roof Bay seemed like she got something up her sleeve. She's like, "We ain't sleep together," but like he nibbled on my ears and shit. I don't know.
He nibbled on my ears. He felt my neck. He felt to see if I had cancer in my neck.
Yeah. That's gross though. Like I would never go to someone's daughter and tell them like that's crazy.
It's so messy.
That was a bad look on Roof Bay, but what can you do? She Roof Bay.
Yeah. She mad.
Yeah.
So he goes out and goes, Dad,
mm-hmm.
Dad. This is Serena to Pops.
Yeah, yeah.
Pops Vandy boy.
Yeah. I feel like he's always spitting when he talks.
Yeah. You should fight for mom.
Mm-hmm.
You should fight for. I'm like, Serena, you piece of dog shit.
I know. This is the worst. This whole scene was killing me. I was like, I wanted to throw up. I was like, oh, okay.
Jenny calls Chuck and tells him, "Hey, something ain't right with the medicine."
Yeah.
I just Googled cancer. Yeah, something ain't right with the medicine.
Yeah. Don't ask me how I know this, but I Googled cancer. And did we talk about how Blair found out that Chuck was the one who got her into school?
Oh, because Nate was like, "Wow, he actually went through with it." Chuck's been saying he's going to apply for you for months.
Yeah.
So Chuck applied to get Blair into Columbia. That's nice. I think it's illegal, but that's nice.
Yeah, that was so that's like one last deed from the Chuck man before we see the evil Chuck. But
from the Chuckster.
Blair was so happy. So she's going to Columbia now. All right.
Going to Columbia. Wow.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Now they back at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rufus back outside boys. And he's back in Brooklyn.
Back outside, boys.
Told the sevens when he's ready to die. And he calls, mm-hmm. and Serena answers the phone. And she goes, "Mom's tired right now. She can't talk." Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she over there kikiing with Doc.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Papa
it was
Doc.
The whole family together. And then Eric's cool.
He's like, maybe he ain't so bad.
Yeah, maybe he ain't so bad. Me and Elliot, we locked in.
Yeah,
and then
if I had wrote this
uh-huh.
to add insult to injury, mm-hmm. I would have had Papa Doc be like, what do you say we warm up some of Rufus's breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard there's some waffles in the fridge.
Yeah, that shit was good. Let me get that up in there.
Yeah. That would be awesome. That would have been awesome. It was picture perfect. And Lily was just like, that's why Lily's just kind of like, I don't know. I got cancer. I don't know. Yeah. Like, she don't know what's going on.
She don't know. This man is poisoning her or giving her placebos.
He's doing whatever he's doing because she doesn't look like, I wouldn't say she looks healthy, but I mean, she doesn't look like she got cancer, but she don't look right. She looks weird.
It could be just like the thought of it, but I think this man is lying about this to try to get his family back, which is crazy to me that you like, but
like, man, that is an insane plan. Like, if they find out, they're never going to talk to him again. Like, it's crazy. But,
what'd you think of this episode?
As we talked, when I first started, I was kind of like upset because I feel like the music was out of control in this episode. It just felt like they were trying to make moments seem bigger than they were by playing crazy ass music. That being said, I got won over by the scene with Chuck and Lily. That was dope. And I like that Roof is back in Brooklyn now. I want to see him. I feel like he's going to have to like fight for Lily. I think he's gonna, if I wrote that in, I would have Rufus call all his boys, all his Brooklyn boys. It's just a bunch of Brooklyn dudes. And they're like, man, we about to go up to the Upper East Side right now and go handle this motherfucker.
Oh man, I wanted that to be at the gala. Like, just me. Somebody needs to superimpose. Like, we need to figure out a green screen where we can superimpose ourselves into that scene, being like, Roof, what you want us to do? You want us to ride on him?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want us to beat? We'll beat his fucking ass right now. Like, I'll mop this dude. I'll mop his bitch.
I'm gonna mop this motherfucker. Papa Doc, Papa Fella. I will give a fuck if you Rockefeller. And then, I feel like we pop up like the dudes in the TikTok videos, be like this. Ooh. Yeah. Like, man, Roof, this nigga going for your girl. So I'll give this a 3.9, something like that. Whatever.
3.9?
Yeah, 3.9. Wait, what I'm saying is, I want it to be the one right before 4. So what number would that be?
3.99?
3.99. Okay.
All right, cool. I actually enjoyed this episode quite a bit. I laughed a lot. There was a lot of funny bits in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of like moments where you laugh and you're like, oh shit. It was a lot of humdingers in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to give this a 4.257.
Ooh, so nice. Okay.
That is
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO. X.
Snake.
Snake. Like,
there's a lot of snaking. This season is a snake season. This is the big
snake season.
Snake season. My man is snaking.
That's how they should have marketed it. If when this season came out, hashtags were around, which they were, because Twitter was popping in 2011.
Yeah.
They should call this hashtag snake season.
Oh, that would have been tight. that's actually great. Shelly, are you there? Are you cooking? You still cooking?
Are you still coming in clear?
Are you coming in?
Yes,
With the lane is
Rochelle's
open.
Rochelle's making grits.
Careful, it's the pot. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah,
okay. What do you think of this episode?
I guess it's a 4.5.
Damn, girl.
Damn. It's good.
Damn,
Daddy want a hot dog?
Damn, Shelly.
Damn, Zaddy want a hot
dog. What do you think of the Roof Daddy? Not Roof. What do you think of Serena's dad? You think you like him?
No, he needs to go immediately. He's bad.
Okay, just making sure. Just had to check.
I want Happy Roof back.
I mean, there's a world where Roof never comes back. I don't know what's gonna happen, but if I was giving Roof advice, I'd be like, yo, you don't even do this.
Yeah. Cut it off and never talk to this woman again.
Yeah,
never. She sucks.
But also, it's like, I feel like that family benefited so much from Rufus being in their lives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You got some news for me?
Yeah. Let's go. Big news day. All right. So, NBA, a couple leaves. There's a couple at the airport, and the baby didn't have a ticket. I guess they wouldn't let the baby on the plane, so they just left their baby at the airport. Which is crazy. So who you think would do that in our show? Who would leave their baby
Lily.
At the airport?
Lily. Lily would do it.
And William. William would do that.
Yeah, he would do that.
He did that.
I gotta go to Africa. I can't take this baby. It doesn't have his
Take care of this for me.
smallpox shots. What's the disease? Malaria shots.
Yeah.
He was having malaria shots. We got to leave the baby here because I got to get to Africa today. Yeah, they would do that. They would do that for sure.
Okay. Here's another news story. A six-year-old got in trouble because they got into their parents' phone and they ordered $1,000 worth of food on Grubhub. So what kind of food do you think our people would order if they was on Grubhub? What do you think they would be snacking on?
I think everybody would be ordering like sushi and fancy shit.
Yeah.
But Dan and Vanessa will order something like, we gotta order some there's this West Indian restaurant that has roti.
They
were trying, you know, they always trying to be like cultured and shit.
Yeah, and then it takes like 3 hours to get here and they're like, yeah, man, why are we waiting on this shit, man? I'm hungry.
Yeah. Indonesian roti is what we ordered.
Nah, that's facts. Okay, that's all the news for today. Hell yeah. Good episode,
man,
good times.
We got two more episodes this season. It's getting good too. What is gonna happen with our boy Roof? I swear if he gets done wrong at the end of this season, I'm done with this show.
Call Idris.
If they do my boy Roof wrong, I got to go. I got to go. You already know this. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We'll be back in the studio next episode, so you'll be able to see us in 4K. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to catch us in 4K. Thank you to Rochelle Shell for everything that she does. Thank you to everyone. We love you, and we know you love us. Follow us on Instagram at @XOXOGospel_podcast.
And keep sending us your confessions. It's great.
Confessions.
We need more
dating
confessions.
Advice. Spotted. Yeah. Salacious spotted. We're going to get to them all. We loving them. We loving to see them. We only read one an episode, though, so we don't burn them all out.
Yeah.
But we love that. Rate and review the podcast. Get on iTunes and let them know that you love a 5-star podcast. Give us 5 stars and be nice to us.
We give you guys 5 stars. Everybody, all of our gossip royalty, 5 stars. You guys are the best fans ever. And thank y'all for showing up to our shows, too.
A
bunch of y'all pulled up to San Francisco. That was dope.
We met awesome. a bunch of Gossip Kings fans in San Francisco. It was dope. Every show that we've been doing here in L.A. is dope. We will be in Portland. Mark your calendars. We are coming to Portland February 18th.
Yep.
I don't know the venue, but we'll be there. We'll figure it out. I think it's at some improv theater.
We'll let y'all know as soon as we know. Cool. That's going to be fun. I know we got some Portland fans because Portland is Gossip Girl, one of the biggest Gossip Girl fan bases in America.
Absolutely. Come see us in Portland. Come see the team in Portland. You'll have a good time. Take it from the other listeners who've seen us do improv live. They always have a good time. Everybody has a good time. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much. We love you.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.